Madam Speaker, funeral providers are private providers. And the person who was purporting to be that private provider on Haida Gwaii was not suitable, and their ability to do that has not been permitted by Consumer Protection British Columbia. They make these decisions independently within their administrative requirements, Madam Speaker. And Madam Speaker,
members,
the community, funeral providers in Prince Rupert, and I hope I will ask Consumer Protection BC. I will work together. It is something that is needed on the islands. It is a rather low market, so that's the challenge. There aren't that many funerals required every year. But Madam Speaker, there's no question that it is a gap in service on Haida Gwaii, and it's something that I think all of the people concerned will be attending to.
That is BC's Minister of Justice, Suzanne Anton, answering questions and bringing up market forces about George Westwood, also known as Haida Gwaii's volunteer undertaker. George Westwood is now barred from providing end-of-life services on Haida Gwaii, and the government is keeping quiet about why that decision was made. The CBC's George Baker is following the story, and he's with me in our Prince Rupert studio this morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Russell.
Bring me up to speed a little bit here. Tell me about George Westwood and the services he was providing.
Yeah, George, for the past 24 years, has provided funeral services on Haida Gwaii, and here's why. He's done so because no one else will do so, no business and no other volunteers. And the reason business, the funeral industry, doesn't want to be there is there's not enough people dying on Haida Gwaii in any given year for it to be economically feasible to service death. Thus, people would bury their own loved ones, taking care of all the things you take care of at that time.
Right.
And that includes taking the body off island for an embalming, or to be turned, or to be cremated, finding a burial site in a coffin, where to book a funeral and a wake should one be needed. George Westwood did all this, and he's been doing it for 24 years as an unlicensed funeral director, though when you speak with him, he's very careful to say that he does not consider himself a funeral director. And someone had a problem with that and filed a complaint. Now, the problem, of course, just to be clear, was that he was doing this volunteer service, to which Consumer Protection BC followed up and then eventually barred Westwood from providing.
When did that investigation begin?
Well, I'm told by Consumer Protection BC that this investigation began in 2012. We have asked them to come on our show and explain this, but they are not granting interviews right now. What they are saying is that they are upholding clear laws around funeral services, that what they are doing protects consumers. And they say their three-year investigation determined that George Westwood triggered the definition of a funeral director. They say the services he was providing included the handling of human remains, transferring remains, and arranging for the interment or cremation of human remains. But they will not answer follow-up questions on the air with one of our hosts. And we do have questions, Russell, such as how is it that consumers' interest is protected when there is no one providing industry service for the funeral industry on Haida Gwaii? How will they ensure George Westwood doesn't continue providing this service? And why does it take 3 years to complete an investigation like this?
A lot of questions. And I'm speaking with CBC's George Baker about some silence towards media on the decision to bar George Westwood from providing volunteer funeral services for the islands of Haida Gwaii. Any word on who actually filed the complaint against George Westwood?
Well, I haven't been told directly, but the mayor of Queen Charlotte says he has. This is Greg Martin on our show. He appeared on our show on Monday.
I'm not 100% certain which commercial funeral enterprise lodged the complaint, but I do know Consumer Protection BC has admitted that, yes, it was a commercial enterprise that launched the complaint.
All right, so that's kind of key there, a commercial funeral service, but obviously it isn't one on Haida Gwaii.
No, there isn't, and we did try to talk to the BC Funeral Association about this story. They also won't speak to us on air about it. Executive Director Lori Cascaden gave us a written statement that her association will meet with the Ministry of Justice staff. She writes, "While we expect the meeting to be productive, we are unable to reference specific outcomes or the role that the British Columbia Funeral Association will play at this time." Now, as for why the complaint was filed, Queen Charlotte Mayor Greg Martin has his own theory.
I think they're hoping for an export business. Mainland funeral providers have received some of the business from Haida Gwaii, and I think they're hoping to maintain their monopoly.
But Russell, again, we don't really actually know who filed the complaint, and the BC Funeral Association won't be interviewed about it.
So, George, all of this falls under the BC Ministry of Justice. So what's the Minister of Justice, Suzanne Anton, saying about this?
So right off the top, we heard in question period on March 5th, Susan Anton's reaction to George Westwood being barred. But since then, nothing. We asked her public affairs people if she would grant us an interview, such as her BC government cabinet colleague Andrew Wilkinson did yesterday on the show, talk about the future of post-secondary education in northern BC. We were told she wasn't available Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. What we want to ask, though, is what she thinks of the investigation and barring George Westwood. What she plans to do to ensure that the people of Haida Gwaii receive affordable funeral services on the island, and what actions her government is taking in response. But her team did release a statement. At my request, ministry staff have been asked to review options with Consumer Protection BC and have been in touch with the local government and the BC Funeral Association. In fact, ministry staff will be meeting with the BC Funeral Association next week to discuss options for service in remote communities. So not specifically Haida Gwaii, but all remote communities in British Columbia.
And where does that leave everybody involved?
Well, to recap, a complaint was filed with Consumer Protection BC. They won't talk to us.
Right.
The mayor of Queen Charlotte says the complaint came from the private funeral industry. The BC Funeral Association won't speak to us on air. And all of this falls under the Ministry of Justice. And we've only been told that the Justice Minister, Susan Anton, is unable to come on air to discuss this matter. We haven't been told what is keeping her busy to talk about all this. So we have a few short email statements, but no one with answers is willing or able to come on air and answer the questions that people on Haida Gwaii have, and there are many, and that many people who've been listening have heard the story and have been writing in to ask us.
Well, George, in the meantime, how are the people who George Westwood has helped over these last few years, how are they reacting?
Russell, as you can imagine, people there, they aren't happy. This is Queen Charlotte United Church Reverend Nancy O'Higgins. George Westwood helped train her on how to handle funerals on the Misty Isles. She's calling on Minister Anton to answer questions as to why George Westwood can't continue. Have a listen.
I can't imagine how they got involved in it to start with, or why they're picking on him.
And that's pretty much how people feel these days on Queen Charlotte, and also known as Haida Gwaii.
Of course. All right. George Baker, our associate producer in Prince Rupert, and he joins me live in the studio this morning to discuss this matter.